What's up, everybody? This is BJ Murphy. You are listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. Today is Tuesday. It's March 29th. I know you've been saying, well, where you been, Brother BJ? I thought you was going to come out the very next day and talk about the Oscars. No, I like to sit back and let everybody talk, give their analysis. I like to read the comments on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, listen to television, just listen to all the armchair quarterbacks give their analysis, and now I'm going to give you mine. What happened on Sunday night with the Oscars is unprecedented, and I was cheering when I found out about it. I said, thank God that there is a measure of self-respect still in the world of a man defending his woman. Whether you agree with the striking of Will Smith slapping his brother on stage, of course, we don't like to see black men fighting, period, much less our superstars getting into a tiff like that on the world stage with the Oscars. Oh my God. But white folks are having fit trying to figure out how they gonna deal with Will Smith, because they do have to punish him. And I can tell you right now that something is coming down the pike for Brother Will Smith. They're gonna have to do something. They cannot let him get away with this. So don't be surprised what they come up with as a punishment, because it is gonna be one. And I've been thinking about that all day. I said, wow, they're gonna get this, brother. What Denzel said to Will Smith, he said, at your highest moment, the devil's going to come for you. And he is. I want you to hear what Jim Carrey had to say about Will Smith just today.
I was sickened by the standing ovation. I felt like Hollywood is just spineless, en masse. I'd have announced this morning that I was suing Will for $200 million, because that video is going to be there forever. It's going to be ubiquitous. You know, that insult is going to last a very long time.
That is the beginning of turmoil and chaos in Will Smith's life. That statement right there, that's the one you need to hold on to. White folks ain't going to let him get away with this, messing up their Oscars. And it was the most celebrated Oscars for, you know, black people, directed by a black man. You know, you had two black women as the host, which I actually thought that Amy Schumer could have done it by herself. She's pretty funny. you know what I'm saying? She was the funniest one. I'm just saying, just to let y'all know, it ain't about no black and white thing with me. I'm saying she was funny. She was hilarious. Will Smith miscalculated what he did. He should have walked on stage if he was going to do that. Wow, that was a powerful emotion he had to get up and walk on stage and do that. That's bold as hell. I love that kind of stuff. I love it. I love a bold black man. I'm a fan of the bold black man defending his woman. And did you see how Jada melted when they showed that picture of him and she leaned over to him. She's like, wow, man, what a feeling for a woman to know that your man was willing to risk it all just to protect your dignity. Now, think about this, brothers and sisters. I don't know what man, if you were a real man, you sitting in the audience and some dude, the second time that he has done this, is disrespecting your woman. And the laugh that Will Smith gave was not no real laugh. It was like, you know, it's one of those kind of laughs when you're trying to play something off. And you're going to just sit there and let some nigga just say something about your woman and you just take that? I wouldn't even want to be with a woman that told me, no, leave it alone. I said, shut up. Oh man, hell no. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of people thinking that you could just sit up and just say anything that you want to say and there's no consequences. So you a comedian, so you get a license just because your job title is comedian, that I'm going to sit in the audience and just let you get away with disrespecting me and my wife. Back in the day, you would get killed. They would used to have duels. Y'all remember that? Look it up. They would have duels to protect and respect a woman's honor. Say something about somebody's wife, and we just take that. That's why you have the effeminization of the black male. Thank God that Will Smith did that. At least we're having a conversation about it. Now, this is what I think should have happened. I think Will Smith should have went backstage and confronted him and did what he wanted to do. Get up in his face, make sure the cameras was watching it, and put his finger right in the middle of Chris Rock's forehead and said, "Nigga, if you ever talk about my wife on stage, it's me and you on sight." Now, this is the last warning, goddammit, because you did it in 2016 when Jada Pinkett was standing up for black people, talking about the Oscars were racist, and everybody was quiet because you don't want to make too much noise because you want this little jive-ass role as an actor. You want to make it in Hollywood, so everybody was quiet. And then Chris Rock gets on stage and said, "Well, Jada, who invited you to the Oscars anyway? You weren't invited." A flunky for the white man doing his jokes at your sister who's trying to fight for black people to be recognized in the Academy. And so I'm sure Will Smith as a man was offended by that. I said, "You see what this clown said? You know what this clown said? He said to my wife." We weren't there. Talking about Will and Jada, they weren't there at the Academy Awards that year. Don't you know that it's been simmering for this man to disrespect not only Jada, who was standing up and risking her career, knowing that she will never get an Oscar or be recognized in Hollywood because she's standing up against the machine? Look at the bigger picture in this. And so as a man, and all the conversations they probably had at the house, Will and Jada, and been simmering about Chris Rock getting away with saying these things, and there's no consequences. So he just couldn't take it anymore. He just got up and he risked it all. And he may not get another role in Hollywood for a while. Because see, one thing that a lot of you don't know about white people, and especially the Jews, is that they make you pay. And they don't forgive. See, Will Smith is big in our eyes, but he's a midget in the white world of entertainment. Yeah, they paid him $20 million per film, but we got billions. We are an elephant. Will Smith, you are a flea. Look at what they're going to try to make him bow down and lick boots and scratch where he doesn't itch so he can remain in Hollywood just to get some acting jobs. You watch what happens. You watch. This is the playbook. Now they got her. I got you. That's what the devil is saying now. I got you. You all high and mighty. You want to do all this good for the world. I'm going to show you who's in power. That's what's getting ready to happen. All right. So Chris Rock said, "I'm not going to press charges," but you ain't got to press charges. The Academy Awards and the machine said, "We're going to take care of it." They told him not to press charges. It wasn't Chris Rock. Maybe Denzel and Samuel L. Jackson or Tyler Perry went behind stage and they called him and they had a little breakfast meeting and they said, "Hey, man, you're not going to press charges against him, are you?" In the next week or so, you'll begin to hear things about what the repercussions are for, you know, messing up the Oscars. Listen what Gene Pirro from Fox News said. They want Will Smith arrested. This is what she said on television.
"I think that the Oscars are not the hood. I think it's not a bar. You talk about criminal privilege, that guy has it. Walked out of the Oscars, he could have been taken out in cuffs. That was a crime, what he did. And it doesn't matter if Chris Rock doesn't want to file charges. It is the people of the state of California versus Will Smith.
And do you think everybody loved Will Smith just because we like him? Hell no. You watch, man. I'm looking at this thing, how it's going to play out. A lot of people upset. A lot of black people upset. We don't condone violence. Even Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena, said we don't condone that. And in truth, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to see that. But it happened. Now we got to deal with it. I was taught, fight those who fight with you, right? Never be the aggressor. But if you aggressed upon, then you fight with those who fight with you. Yeah, there were words that were spoken by Chris Rock. And I'm going to say this again, and I want you to hear me. I don't know any self-respecting man, not just some regular man. I'm talking about a self-respecting black man that's sitting in the audience and somebody is harassing and disrespecting my wife, and I sit there and just take that. Whether I went up on stage at that moment or got with them after the show or made contact with them in some kind of way to let them know I ain't like that shit. And that's what real men do. So he should never apologize, because see, you got to give him credit, man. Well, hey, look, don't you know that he knew that was wrong for him to do that? And I love the way Will Smith walked back off stage. That's that black man bravado. I love that shit. I love the black man when he bold as hell. That's what we need, man. Our children need to see that shit. I'm sorry, I'm cursing so much. But look, the black man was on the world stage. I'm sorry Chris Rock got disrespected, because I say I don't like, so now you sound like a hypocrite now, BJ. I don't like black men punking other black men. I don't like that. I don't like to see us punk each other. But damn it, if you got enough nerve to say it, then you need to be able to deal with the consequences of it. I don't care what color you are. And a lot of people saying, well, if it was David Spade or Jerry Seinfeld, would Will Smith have went up there and smacked him? Different circumstance. This is a history of Chris Rock disrespecting Jada Pinkett on the Oscars. The second time he did it. I mean, what don't you understand, brother? When you think, man, we some, you think, who you think we are, man? Who you think you are? The nerve of you to think that you can get on stage and keep talking about us and we don't do nothing about it. See, I don't like no punctified niggas around me. I hate that shit. We all got to get some damn courage around here. Was he wrong for going up there? Yes. Yes, he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that. I'm not condoning what he did, but I am condoning what he did. If you understand. Woo! I know I'm making some people hot. I love what Tiffany Haddish had to say about Will Smith, too. That was beautiful.
First of all, I seen a man stand up for his wife, which we don't see that much anymore.
That's right.
That made me have hope. I just know she better take care of business when they get home. Because I know I would.
I know that's right. Any black woman, if they man did that, boy, man, you just did something for your marriage that you couldn't do in a million years. You instill pride back in your family. You never act again on stage. Your family say, Dad, you remember when you... Go ahead, Will Smith. I love it, man. I love this. I love it. I love when white America is disturbed by us. There's another thing going on down in Miami. They're disturbed in Miami Beach because of the spring break. Did you hear what the mayor said? They ready to shut spring break down. They don't want another spring break down there in Miami. Check it out.
This isn't your father's mother's spring break. This is something wholly different. We don't ask for spring break. We don't promote it. We don't encourage it. We just endure it. We don't want spring break.
That's right, because there's too many black folks down in Miami Beach. I was in Miami Beach a couple of weeks ago. About a couple of months ago. Man, I love Miami Beach. I love Florida. It was so peaceful. And it was not a lot of people on Miami Beach when I was there with my family. But have you seen the news reports, man? It's brothers and sisters down there. It's like a slave auction down there in Miami Beach. So many black people. And, you know, in the 1930s and the 1940s, black people were not allowed on the premises of Miami Beach. You couldn't even spend the night. If you was a servant, they tell you, you got to go back over that bridge. You got to get up out of Miami Beach because the Jews made that a haven for themselves. Leaving New York, leaving the cold climates to go down there and make heaven for themselves. It's not for you to enjoy. But then you have to say, hey, look, we are acting kind of savage down there. A lot of shootings, you know, young people don't know how to act because we've done a terrible job of helping our young people have good manners. And so there's savagery going on the streets of Miami Beach. I know a lot of people won't say that, but you see it. You know how we doing, man, when we go to the beach. It's uncivilized. And what is a civilized person? A civilized person is a person who has the knowledge of self. And an uncivilized person has lost the knowledge of himself and is living the life of a beast. And we down there just doing our women just all out of order, man. We have to admit that we're not where we need to be. But by the grace of God, he's working on us. He see us. He see his people down here. He know what we're going through. And he got a plan for us. You know what happened at the Oscars? He knew it all. But we still coming up. But this is just a indication of what is to come. Because I'm excited to see black men stand up for their women because of what Will Smith did. And I hear sisters saying, I don't want my man to lose my man going to jail for assault and battery. Well, let me tell you, sister, if you don't have a man that's willing to do that for you, you ain't got no real man. You got a little foolish bed partner. But your real man is willing to give it all up for righteousness' sake. And that's what Will Smith did. So, I mean, there's so many levels to this thing. So many levels, and I think we can have a discussion about this for the rest of the year as we unpack the layers of it. So I thank God for this happening so we can have these discussions, and our black women need to feel secure and safe, and maybe, like I said, this will instill more pride in your family and protecting your family and making your woman feel special and protected. That's all I want. All right. Thank y'all for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show being brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. And they're offering flights right now, hotel rentals, and you can just travel and have a good time. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Call them, make a reservation, and take your lady somewhere. Take your man somewhere, sister. And y'all have a good time and be in love and protect each other, because that's all we got is us. 20-Minute Morning Show is out. Make sure you spread the word. Let everybody know Brother BJ got something to say about everything.